Honk if you can hear me, if you're in your cars. We begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Continue with our gathering song. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord God, enliven and preserve your church with your perpetual mercy. Without your help, we mortals will fail. Remove far from us everything that is harmful, and lead us toward all that gives life and salvation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
A reading from Exodus. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall mark for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell the whole congregation of Israel that on the 10th of this month, they are to take a lamb for each family, a lamb for each household. If a household is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join its closest neighbor in obtaining one. The lamb shall be divided in proportion to the number of people who eat of it. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a year old male. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month. Then the whole assembled congregation of Israel shall slaughter it at twilight. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the lamb that same night. They shall eat it roasted over the fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roasted over the fire, with its head, legs, and inner organs. You shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. This is how you shall eat it: your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it hurriedly. It is the Passover of the Lord. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike down every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both human beings and animals, and all the gods of Egypt. I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague shall destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be a day of remembrance for you. You shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord. Throughout your generations, you shall observe it as a perpetual ordinance." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We'll recite the psalm responsively. Hallelujah. Sing to the Lord a new song, God's praise in the assembly of the faithful.
Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their ruler.
Let them praise their Maker's name with dancing. Let them sing praise with tambourine and harp.
For the Lord takes pleasure in the people and adorns the poor in the victory.
Let the faithful rejoice in triumph. Let them sing for joy on their beds.
Let the praises of God be in their throat and the two-edged sword in their hand.
To wreak vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples.
To bind their kings in chains and their nobles with links of iron.
To inflict on them the judgment decreed. This is the glory for all God's faithful ones. Hallelujah. A reading from Romans. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law, the commandments. You shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not reveling in drunkenness and not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, if another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. My sisters and brothers, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In our semi-continuous reading from Exodus today, we receive details on how and when to hold the meal known as the Passover, which is still celebrated by Jewish people around the world today. The Passover is in connection with the 10th plague from Exodus chapter 11, when we hear that every firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die. Now remember, earlier in Exodus, Pharaoh had a policy to have the midwives kill the newborn Hebrew boys. Michael Chan offers some insight to what on the surface might seem like God employing eye for an eye is really more about God fulfilling God's promises to Abraham and Sarah, that their descendants would be as plentiful as the stars in the sky. And the suffering that Pharaoh would endure is due to submitting to his own ways that lead him down a disastrous path. I know in my own life, when I've experienced some of the pain and suffering, it's been because of decisions and choices I have made, falling away from the path that God has called me to follow. The Passover celebration offers for the people of Israel a new beginning, a new way to live. One can only imagine the trauma from the oppression this people had endured. Because of that trauma, they would need to be reoriented to a new way of living, to begin to trust, receive, to begin to comprehend the love of God. We see this in foster care. There are children that are in horrible situations, they're in horrible environments. And some might think that simply just taking a child out of one horrible situation and then putting them in a stable, loving environment would just magically do the trick. It's much easier said than done. One must be oriented to a new structure. A new structure. So that they can begin to trust, begin to receive, comprehend, that the place that they came from is not the place they find themselves in right now. And that the love that they're receiving is love that they can trust. So the memory of the Feast of Passover is one that's about liberation, remembering where we are today. The hastiness of the instructions that we find in Exodus chapter 12 is not to put us on a deadline, but to point us to our lifeline, especially as a people today that we consider ourselves as Christians living in the United States, consider ourselves truly free. What do we do with our liberation and freedom? What do we recall what God has given to us? When do we recall these things? Do we ignore those instructions from God that keep us connected to the true lifeline in this world? Because once we are free, the question is, what do we do with that freedom? What do our weekend plans look like? What do our daily routines and decisions look like? Remembering where we were and orienting ourselves to where we are is still what we do as Christians. It's what we do in a journey of faith. The beginning of our worship service, Confession and Forgiveness, does just that. We remember what holds us captive, what enslaves us individually and communally. Yet standing in the presence of our benevolent Lord, we are liberated from our sin. And now orient ourselves to hear this word, the word and promises of God, that this God loves you, that this God cares for you, that this God offers you life in this world and in the world to come. And oriented to God's word and God's promise, we then receive our Lord in the sacrament of Holy Communion. The body of Christ given for you, the blood of Christ shed for you. True love and true freedom from our Lord and Savior. When we remember our baptism, it's not a call to remember the day or the pastor that baptized you. It's remembering that God has claimed you, that God promises to never let you go as you are washed through those baptismal waters. That's the witness that we give, and that's the witness that Ezra, Sadie, and Xavier give to us today. That they are washed in the name of our triune God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That they are covered and redeemed from the blood of the Lamb, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whose death and resurrection they will be joined to. See, for Christians, Jesus Christ is our Passover and our sacrifice. For those of you raised in the Lutheran Church or have been part of the Lutheran Church for some time, do these words sound familiar to you? This is the feast of victory for our God, for the Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. For the Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. Jesus is our Passover Lamb. And the Paschal candle, which is out here this morning, is lit when it's Easter season, throughout Easter season. It's Passover for us. And whenever there's a baptism or a funeral, because those are celebrations of our liberation as well, that we pass over with our Lord Jesus Christ from death into new life. That is what Ezra, Sadie, and Xavier are entering into. They are being joined to Christ in those waters. They will die with him and rise with him. All of us, baptized children of God, die and rise, which is why today becomes an Easter celebration of sorts. These witnesses that are embedded into our traditions and worship are meant to remind us and reorient us. We are to always be reoriented to the way of Jesus. All the baptized are to be reminded and reoriented through the witness of the church. And our freedom and our liberation, what we do with it is always in service to God. When we're oriented to the way of the Lord, we ought to live differently in this world so that others would orient their lives to do the same. Now, Matthew's gospel today offers us like an instruction handbook on how to deal with conflict. In fact, those verses are embedded in many church constitutions. Might not find that much inspiration there, but as people of God, we need to model this witness always. Look at our world today. We can isolate ourselves and just sit in our own echo chambers. On social media, we can snooze, we can unfollow, we can block, we can defriend. There can be sound reasons to do that. That could be very healthy. But it could also cause us to never want to hear a different point of view, to never want to live with difference and diversity in our lives. That can be dangerous in the long run as well. See, the church gives us no such luxury. That freedom, that liberation that we have in Jesus Christ places us in the church. We're called to live together. Live together in our differences, whether it be differences in background, differences in opinion. Work through our conflicts and bear the image of Christ to one another as ministers of reconciliation. See, through the waters of baptism, I'm stuck with you whether I like it or not. You're part of my family, I'm part of your family. We're all part of the family of God. We're together. That's it. I don't get to choose that. That's what God does. God has done that. God has made us a family and has called us to live together. And Ezra, Sadie, and Xavier are called to join that work. They're called to join us in this ministry, to show others the way of Jesus, to show others the way of love and peace. Now, even though what Jesus says to us, we hear this morning, is that there can be a point of no return when there's a conflict. And what does Jesus say? Let such a one be to you as a Gentile or a tax collector. Here's the thing. How did Jesus treat Gentiles and tax collectors? He loved them. He called some of them to join him in his ministry, to follow him. So we're to do the same, to love all people, to not give up, to continue to call them to follow. The church is not called to dismiss, to cancel, but to seek reconciliation. Even when discipline is needed, discipline is not meant to punish. The purpose of discipline is to reorient someone so that they can get back on the right path. We're called to seek reconciliation both in the church and in the world. That really is the purpose, isn't it, behind the why a parent would discipline a child? It's not to take joy and pleasure in punishing, but to get the child on the right path. Now, we do all this, my sisters and brothers, not by dumbing down or watering down the liberating life that we have in Jesus Christ. We do this because we have life in Jesus Christ. We ought to be grateful and celebrate the diversity of the church locally and universally. What brings us together is the love of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And our identity isn't found in the types of vehicles we drive, the types of houses we own, the political parties we vote for, the politicians we support, the sports teams we root for. Our identity is found in the fact that we are first and foremost a child of God. We are children of God, joined together in God's holy church, standing at the foot of the cross, worshiping the one who was crucified for us, and leading others to have life, to reorient themselves to the way of the cross. So may our prayer be that Ezra, Sadie, and Xavier, and all the children of God and God's holy church would embody this, to live our lives oriented always to the way of Jesus, our Passover lamb, the one who is our lifeline, with the hope that the world would know this way through our witness, that they would know God's divine love, reconciliation, and redemption. Thanks be to God. Amen. At this time, I'd like to call forward the families and sponsors of those who will be baptized this morning. Testing. God, who is rich in mercy and love, gives us new birth into a living hope through the sacrament of baptism. By water and the word of God, God delivers us from sin and death and raises us to new life in Jesus Christ. We're united with all the baptized in the one body of Christ, anointed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and joined in God's mission for the life of the world.
Xavier James Leonard for baptism.
called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to have your children baptized into Christ? If so, say I do. As you bring your children to receive the gifts of baptism, you're entrusted with responsibilities to live with them among God's faithful people, bring them to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, teach them the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments. Place in their hands the Holy Scriptures and nurture them in faith and prayer so that your children may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others and the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help your children grow in the Christian faith and life? If so, say I do. Sponsors, do you promise to nurture these persons in the Christian faith as you're empowered by God's Spirit? And to help them live in the covenant of baptism and in communion with the church. If so, say I do. People of God, do you promise to support Ezra, Sadie, and Xavier and pray for them in their new life in Christ? I ask you to profess the faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God, the powers of this world that rebel against God, and the ways of sin that draw you from God? Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Holy God. You are the creator of the waters of the earth. You are the fire of rebirth. You poured out your spirit on your people Israel. You breathe life into our dry bones. Your son Jesus promised to send the spirit to us that the world may know your peace and truth. Pour out your Holy Spirit and breathe new life into those who are here baptized. By your spirit, adopt us all as your children. Through our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Ezra James, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sadie Louise, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Savior James, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give us your daughters and sons new birth, cleanse them from sin, and raise them to eternal life.
sustain Ezra with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Sustain Sadie with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Sustain Xavier with this gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Ezra, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Sadie, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Xavier, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. Let us welcome the newly baptized. Let us give thanks to God for what God has done for these little ones through the waters of holy baptism. And the church said amen. Right? We continue with our hymn of the day. Thank you.
Drawn together in the compassion of God, we pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. Unite your church, O God. Grant us the gifts of repentance and reconciliation. Bless the cooperative work of churches in this community. Strengthen ecumenical partnerships. Guide the work of the Lutheran World Federation and the World Council of Churches. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Protect your creation, O God. Teach us ways that do not harm what you have entrusted to our care. Renew and enliven places suffering from drought, flood, storms, or pollution. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Turn nations and leaders from ways that lead to death. Shape new paths towards peace and cooperation, teaching us to recognize one another as neighbors. Guide legislatures, civil servants, judges, and police toward laws that protect the well-being of all. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Tend to all in need of your compassion. Hear the cries of those awaiting justice and those yearning for forgiveness. Give community to the lonely and neighbors to the outcast. Shelter all who are vulnerable in body, mind, or spirit. Especially we pray for Robin, Dawn, Drew, Chris, Vincent, Pat, Dina, Candace, Stan, Doris, Blaine, Sullivan, John, Maya, Lindsay, Marissa, Michael, Sue, Rod, Karen, Jan, Atreyu, Tim, Gloria, Tammy, Pierpong, Judy, Megan, Rob, Leah, our homebound, those in our armed services and their chaplains. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Sustain us in our work, O God, and give work to those who need it. Shape societies to ensure fair treatment for all who labor. Help us to love our neighbors in and through our work. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We remember with thanksgiving those who have died in faith. As you equip them, equip us with your protection and power, until with them we see your salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All these things or whatever else you see that we need, we entrust to your mercy through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love, you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We'll be coming to you out in the yard or in the cars to distribute the sacrament of Holy Communion. Just know that we offer both consecrated wine and consecrated grape juice. So if you prefer grape juice, just let us know and we'll make sure that that is served to you. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Christ is present here and he offers himself to you. Come to the banquet, where all is now ready. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.
Amen.
We continue with our sending hymn. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.